Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2003. This is issue number 218, and I'm your host, Fred Bobie, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number 419-228-6223. And if you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. If you live in the United States of America and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the subscription cost is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32, and to Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or just log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org/member and sign up using the PayPal system.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. The first of the Switch today starts with reference number 559. These call letter changes. 790 WTNC, Thomasville, North Carolina, the Furniture City. They become WIST. On 1350, KXCD, Duncan, Oklahoma becomes KPNS. 1400 WBZV in Loretto, Pennsylvania changes to WWGE. 1560 KWCO in Chickasha, Oklahoma changes to KOCY, and up in the X-band on 1640 KPBC Lake Oswego, Oregon becomes KDZR. 750 WRIK Brookport, Illinois becomes WSBX. 1170 WKLN St. Augustine Beach, Florida to WSOS. 1210 the new station in Silver Springs, Florida will be WKTT. On 1360 WGEE in Green Bay, Wisconsin goes back to an old call, WTAQ. 1380 WGUS North Augusta, South Carolina to WPCH. 1380 KXCA Lawton, Oklahoma to KPTK. 1560 WAOA Melbourne, Florida becomes WINT. On 1590 WSNI in Hillsboro, Ohio, we told you about that call change several months ago. They have decided not to change to WSNI, and so they remain WSRW. 1640, the new station in Biloxi, Mississippi, will be WTNI, and on 1690, KSXX in Roseville, California, becomes KFSG. Two new stations have been applied for, actually three, on 740 in Queens, New York, which will be a synchronous repeater for WGMS out in Long Island. The application, by the way, indicates the antenna will be a mighty 24 feet tall. And two regular applications for new stations on 740 in Fargo, North Dakota, and on 1100 in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Two new stations have been granted on 700 in Wiley, Texas, 250 watts day and night, separate patterns day and night, and on 1200 in Kingston, New York, 2000 day, 400 night, and separate patterns. One application of interest on 1510 KTIM in San Rafael, California. They would like to change their city of license to Piedmont, California. And one grant of interest on 710 CKVM in Ville-Marie, Quebec will be moving to FM 93.1. Two stations applied for, 1160 in Saraland, Alabama, and on 1580 in Georgetown, South Carolina. And one new station has been granted on 650 in Pullman, Washington, 3,000 watts daytime, 250 night, directional nighttime only. One application of interest on 1490 WICY Malone, New York would like to move to 1500 kilohertz and increase their power to 50,000 watts directional daytime only. Several grants of interest on 1400 KIGO St. Anthony, Idaho. They'll move to 1420 kilohertz with 50,000 watts in the daytime, a mighty 16 watts at night, non-directional day and night. The 1400 facility is now silent to facilitate that move to 1420. And on 1620 WPNS in Atmore, Alabama, they're moving their city of license to Gulf Breeze, Florida. Under otherness on 750 WAAT, Oliphant, Pennsylvania is silent, pending a sale. 1050 WPLC, Silver Springs, Maryland, silent. 1130 WQIS, Camden, South Carolina, silent. 1210 WDGR, Dahlonega, Georgia, silent. 1240 KDEC, Decorah, Iowa, the FCC canceled their license and deleted their call. According to the station, this was an error and they have filed for reinstatement of the license and call. In the meantime, the station continues to operate. 1330 WPRN, Butler, Alabama, silent. 1450 WYFY, Rome, New York, is silent. And on 1530 WMBT, Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, also silent. Finally, moving on to reference number 560, just a few call letter changes. 650, the new station in Manistique, Michigan will be WMII. On 1060, KAHU in Hilo, Hawaii becomes KHBC. 1230, WLLR, Moline, Illinois to WFXN. And on 1550, KVAN, Vancouver, Washington to KKAD. Applications for new stations, 1100 Las Vegas, Nevada, that competes with some existing applications, and 1560 Burbank, Washington. And one new station has been granted on 1490 in Level Plains, Alabama, 400 watts day and night, non-directional. Under otherness on 920, KTOC in Jonesboro, Louisiana has returned to the air. 1150 KCUV, Englewood, Colorado should be back on the air by the time this tape reaches you. They'll keep using this call, but will simulcast KNRC on 1510. When the 1510 facility is sold, KNRC's call and programming will move to 1150. 1160 WYNS in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. This silent station, as we predicted, has returned to the air, relaying WEEX, the 1230 station in Easton. 1360 KDJW in Amarillo, Texas has returned to the air. On 1450 WDXR, Paducah, Kentucky has gone silent. 1560 WGLB in Port Washington, Wisconsin has moved here from their former city of Elm Grove, Wisconsin. And on 1610 CJ WWI Montreal, Quebec, this new Canadian X-band station is now on the air. And that wraps it up for this month. 30 days from now, another big pile of radio stuff rolls your way. Now let's roll down south where it's sunny all the time, although it was 82 degrees here in Ohio today. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everybody. Say, I've got to tell you how I spent my DXing month during March. I downloaded over 150 IDs on some cassettes prepared by Clark Ingram. Stations all over Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. There was one whole side of a tape with about a minute from each Wisconsin station he could get near. So, gosh, what a nice job, Clark. And the whole club will thank you as these IDs appear on the travelogue later on. Oh, and thanks once again to Carl Dabelstein. He's keeping us up to date on things in South Central Arizona. There's always changes down in the Tucson and Phoenix markets, it seems. Well, now, let's see. Fred has told us about some special program segments he has for us this month on the DX Audio Service, so I'm going to get right into this third and final installment of our travelogue trip across the country with our dial set at 790. Last month, we ended up in eastern Texas. So let's get started out toward the northwestern part of the Lone Star State as I take you out to the ballgame on the May edition of the DX Audio Service Travelogue.
So the Rangers with a great shot here at getting some runs today. We're back in 10 seconds. This is the Rangers Radio Network.
News Talk 79, KFYO Lubbock, the voice of the Great South Plains.
And so they go back to baseball. Now, on this next ID you're going to hear, see if you can tell me what the station is before I tell you at the end.
You're listening to 790 AMKXXX, Colby Kansas, 100.3 KQLS, Colby Oakland, Goodwin, LSU. Jacob Mutual Headline News.
You see, you heard it, huh? I don't believe you.
I don't think that's a canned station break. I want really to believe that the board operator just ran the music sounder a bit too hot. Anyway, it was KXXX in Colby, Kansas. Well, let's camp out for a day on the westerly bank of the Red River. Actually, just across that river from Moorhead, Minnesota.
Whatever, we'll be back.
Cup of coffee?
Sounds good.
All right.
It's 11 o'clock, and you are listening to Jack and Sandy in the Midday. Thank you for that. This is the Mighty 790, KFGO Fargo. CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch.
Mark down May 10th on your busy calendar, because that's the one day this year that residents of Fargo are being told to put out old TVs, computers, and other electronic apparatus for pickup by the city. Sounds almost like a worthwhile trip up there just to get some goodies. Of course, we can do even better over Labor Day in Dallas at the National Radio Club Convention. That auction Saturday night? Oh yeah, some goodies there all every year. And I hope you'll be attending. Well, anyhow, let's move on to the Treasure State.
Reaching across Montana and Wyoming, it's AM 790 KGHL Billings.
Yeah, that's a kind of a nice voice, an interesting voice. 5,000 watt KGHL. In fact, you know, every one of the stations so far you've heard today operate with 5 kilowatts during the daytime hours. And the night pattern book of the NRC shows KGHL with the biggest nighttime area of coverage of any U.S. station at 790 on the dial, so they get out really well. Okay, we're going to head south now, almost to the Mexican border, down where Skip Dabblestein lives. The first station used these call letters that you're about to hear just for a few months.
KWFM, KWFM FM, Tucson's 92.9.
Within months of using that tongue twister you just heard, they changed over to KNST.
Buy, sell, or trade on the Swap Shop with Kyle McKay, Saturday and Sunday mornings on AM 790 KNST Tucson, News Talk Radio.
From ABC News, I'm Tom Martin.
This next station runs 1,000 watts during the daytime. It's all by itself down in the southeast corner of Utah. And I guess down there, they don't have to give legal station breaks.
Well, on Radio Hill, winds east-northeast at about 8 miles an hour, and mostly clear to partly cloudy skies around the Four Corners area. Coming up on 12 noon at KUTA Information Radio, AM 79. High today in Blanding should be around 83 degrees. It's 12 noon.
News, this is David Jackson.
You know, the only reason I rushed to point out that it wasn't a legal ID, because, you see, if I don't mention that, at least one of my listeners teases me. But if he wants to drive several hundred miles to get a fresh new ID from KUTA in Blanding, I'll gladly accept it. Well, we're back up in the North Country for this next 790 station.
Join us this summer for Plus, Good Boy.
Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 3:30 for Wolf on KSPD.
It's almost 8 o'clock and you're listening to AM 790 KSPD in Boise. I'm Scott Riggin. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare wants your comments on a proposal to allow Mountain Home Air Force Base to store hazardous waste.
Oh, good heavens. That proposal hasn't got a prayer. Let's move on to the City of the Angels.
And that's the KABC News, brought to you by ADP, the computing company. I'm Lee Marshall, reminding you to stay tuned now for Hour 3 of Sports Talk with Lisa Bowman, Tommy Hawkins, and the steamer Bud Ferrillo on Talk Radio 79, KABC, Los Angeles.
KABC is another of the stations with a huge nighttime pattern. They cover all the way up to the San Francisco Bay Area and all the way down to Mexico at night, 790. With 5,000 watts, by the way. And just up through the valley, as they call it in California, we come to the Fresno market.
Dígale a sus amigos, esta es la nueva y mejor estación de Fresno. En español, la nueva Super QAM 790. KOQO, la Super Q.
This is KOQO AM Clovis Fresno.
Now that was recorded in 1988, and 2 years later we picked this up.
How we exercise together, you and I.
AM 790, KXTC.
Clovis, Fresno.
And more recently, they've changed calls even again to KOOR. Now, Scott Johnson sent this next one to us back, 13 years ago, from the northern part of California.
This is KFLI AM 790. Concluding another broadcast day. KFLI is owned and operated by California Oregon Broadcasting Incorporated from Eureka, California. I'm station manager Mike Jones. If you have a thought or a comment regarding our nighttime programming or about anything else you've heard here on KFLI, please drop me a note in care of KFLI Post Office Box 1386, Eureka, California 95502.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks a lot, Scott. And then in 1993, Linda and I drove the motorhome up through that town.
Great songs, great memories. KWSW Eureka.
NBC Radio News.
And that's how they sound today. So, we cross into Oregon, where we find another 1,000-watt station, operating at 790 and teaching religion by radio.
You're tuned to the right spot for classic Christian music and outstanding teaching programs. AM 790 KWIL in Albany and AM 1600 KEED Eugene Springfield. Let's talk about it with Dr. Marlon Schultz and his wife Jan. Let's talk about it, a ministry dedicated to strengthening family living.
Well, thanks to Rusty Curry for that recording. And as we head north, Bellingham, Washington.
We'll see you then. Don't go away, folks. 21 hours and we'll be back.
Superior news, stimulating talk. This is KGMI Bellingham. News Plus.
That was Rush Limbaugh before his hearing left him a couple of years ago. His voice was a bit more relaxed than it certainly sounds today, I'll say that. And our final stop in the contiguous 48 states for this trip is the eastern end of the state of Washington.
Super Talk 2, KJRB Spokane. The more you listen, the more you know.
Okay, now, Ernie Wesolowski is known to many of you. Ernie's been among the most supportive of our annual conventions of anyone in the National Radio Club. Anyway, he carried a tape recorder on his drive to Alaska a couple of years ago. And here's part of the results.
Broadcasting to the Great Copper River Valley and beyond, we're KCAM, Glen Ellyn, Alaska.
I'll say this, the recording Ernie got of KCAM was one station break and all the rest was commercials. I'm glad they're doing so well, but I'm not going to bore you with them. Mark Strickert, on the other hand, was only able to catch the idea of this next station cleanly as he was using public transportation, and any of you who've tried that know what the problems can be as you go under bridges and by power lines.
This is KKON West Hawaii Broadcasting Incorporated, 790 kilohertz, Kealakekua, Hawaii.
And it wouldn't be right to leave you without a couple of 790 IDs from our southern neighbor, would it?
XESU, 790 kHz, 1000 watts de potencia desde Mexicali, Baja California, México.
I'm sure you got that okay. That was XESU in Mexicali. And how about one more?
Escucha usted XEZOL 860 desde Ciudad Juárez, cubriendo el área de El Paso, Las Cruces y ahora Álamo Gordo, Nuevo México.
And there you are. You know, we've brought you nearly 70 stations, all broadcasting at the 790 dial position during these past 3 months. And that means we're going to be starting the 800s, the whole decade, starting next month. And now let's go up to Mark and see if spring has sprung in Minnesota.
Mark Dernberger here for the DX Audio Service. Recently, we were on the road again. Back at our beverage antenna site in the eastern Utah desert. Working at that site, 10 miles from nowhere, in the heat of a January desert afternoon, we were treated to a view of the snow-capped La Salle mountain peaks to the south and the beautiful San Juan Mountains to the southeast. Around us, desert sagebrush and dry soil, good for a beverage that's close to the ground. Just a few hundred feet to the west, a curious group of wild mustangs have come roaring up to see what's going on. They're lovely animals, and they're very skittish. We'd love to have them stick around if it weren't for the fact that between the horses and the several hundred wild antelope roaming not far away, we can expect our beverage wire will be snapped in several places within a couple of days, so we have to work fast. And this is the first in a series of reports from that Science De-Expedition, devoted to verifying the directional qualities of the beverage antenna. We know that a properly operating beverage antenna, or more accurately, a wave antenna, can be extremely sensitive along its axis. We also know that by connecting the proper resistance on the ends of a beverage, we can make the antenna sensitive from the front only, or we can make it sensitive from both front and rear. In either case, if it's the right length, it will also reject signals coming in from the side. On our de-expedition, we wanted to see whether this beverage acts as advertised and whether we can force its pickup in one direction or the other. The 1,800-foot wire is laid out so that it's looking at a spot somewhere between Chicago and Cleveland. Now, to quickly review the science here, the signals striking a wave antenna from what we'll call the front end, that's the east, travel down the wire until they get to the far end, the west. If the signal can be made to flow to ground at the far end, that signal will flow that way. The element that causes the signal to flow from the end of the wire to ground we'll call the load. Now, if there is no load on the far end of our wire for the signals to flow through, the signals instead flow back up the wire toward the front end where they came from. These reflections will interfere with additional signals arriving from the front, and eventually these signals cancel each other out. The usual beverage setup involves connecting a receiver to the far end of the wire in such a way as to create the load we're talking about. Signals from the front of the antenna will flow to the receiver at the far end, and so those signals don't make it back up the wire. There are no reflections going back up the wire to interfere, and so we have derived maximum effectiveness from the wire. From the signals flowing in from the front, traveling through the wire, and going into the radio at the far end.
In our specific case, we'll call the front end the east end and the back end or far end the west end. A signal arriving from the west will be coming in the back side of the antenna and will travel through the wire heading toward the front end, toward the east. If there's no termination on the east end for the signal to flow through, that signal from the west will go to the east end and then reflect back along the wire until it arrives at the radio on the west end. And since that radio does present a load, that signal from the west will flow through the radio. It's come in from the west, gone all the way to the far end, come back, and ended up flowing into the radio. And presto, in that case, we have created a bidirectional antenna. And because the signal had to flow from the west all the way to the east end of the antenna and back again, it's usually not as sensitive from the back as it is from the front. However, it is a bidirectional antenna. Now, if we place a termination on the east end, the signal from the west will flow all the way up the wire, and because it flows through that eastern end termination, it will not be reflected back to the receiver. Now we have a situation where the antenna is deaf from the rear because signals coming in from the west are being absorbed by the load on the far end. Now hold it, you're getting ahead of me. Our drill will be to listen to a frequency where strong signals come from both east and west. And then we'll switch this termination in and out and see if we can use this termination trick to predictably favor one or the other. If we can do this, we should be proving that this hunk of wire we spread out among the desert sagebrush is acting like a true wave antenna. But before we do that, we want to test another attribute of this beverage antenna, and that's the ability to act as a very powerful collector of signals along the axis of the wire. For this first step, we're going to terminate the antenna on the eastern end so that the wire essentially works as a unidirectional pickup from the east only. Remember what we said? With the termination on, signals from the west will be absorbed and not sent back to the radio. Now, I also need to tell you that these captures you're about to hear were made at high noon on January 20th, 2003. So SkyWave was not playing a significant role in what you're about to hear. First, the tough ones. Listen carefully to 1030, and guess who you'll hear through all the noise? WBZ Boston from a long way away.
We will provide trusted financial experts to work for you here at WBZ. Go personal. Register right now at WBZ1030.com. Click on the personal finance seminar icon.
Listen to that for a second. That's the sound of business when everything is running well.
We should remind you, too, that KTWO Casper, Wyoming is also on 1030 with 50 kilowatts, only a couple of hundred miles away. But because Casper is off to the side of the antenna, it's almost invisible. Here's another on what's become a graveyard frequency, 1070. And we're capturing Madison, Wisconsin.
Super Bowl 37, Sunday, January 26th on ABC Sports Championship Television.
Guess who won 6 medals at the World Beer Championship? Bryce Berghoff Beer. Here's this is ESPN Radio, Madison.
And finally, 1560. Where we're located, you'd expect Bakersfield to come in like a local. But remember, the antenna has been configured to make it work from the front. So listen carefully. You'll hear Radio Disney New York IDing. From our listening site, that's a midday catch of 2,000 miles.
Eric Rogers, Applebee's, and the Pride.
Okay, now the easy ones. Minneapolis is only 1,100 miles away. Listen to the copy.
A player like that that can win those draws for you.
Timeout on the ice, 13:58 remains here. Period 3, 1-0 Ducks of the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.
WCCO.
We take you now to a town with no parents.
Hey, what do you got?
Pizza.
Me too, I'm having pizza too. Tony's.
What are you doing later?
Having pizza.
Me too.
Meanwhile, at the town spelling bee.
Spell. Pizza.
Pizza. This is really good.
This town with no parents is brought to you by Tony's Deep Dish Six Packs. Six hot, yummy, personal-sized deep dish pizzas you can have any time. And now, back to that no-parent town.
Hey, remember that time we had pizza?
Yeah. Kind of like the pizza we're having now?
Yeah. That was a good pizza.
Yeah, good pizza.
Tony's Deep Dish Six Packs. What you really want.
Pick up some yummy Tony's Thin Crust Pizza at your favorite grocery retailer. Tony's Pizza, what you really want.
Back to the action here in Anaheim. We passed the six-minute mark of the third period. Ducks lead the Wild.
See the best of Hawaii on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island, Hawaii. This trip always works out fast. So call today, 800-922-9000. 2 weeks fully escorted to not just one, but four islands. Hawaii at its best. 800-922-9000.
AM 1500, KSTP. Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores, sifting through the nuts and bolts of life. Joe Souchere.
By the way, let me play another short bit of KSTP. You'll hear what happens when I momentarily unterminate the beverage. About 13 seconds into this cut, you're going to hear me open the termination, and then I'll reconnect it a few seconds later.
AM 1500, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, whatever day is better.
From ABC News, I'm Paul James, Secretary of
the Security Council today, the UN must not
shrink from its responsibility once UN weapons inspectors issue a report on Iraq a week from today.
Iraq was given a last chance with Resolution 1441. I'm pleased that it was President Bush who brought...
We also wanted to grab a smaller, lower power station just to see how selective the beverage could be. We happened upon Plattsmouth, Nebraska. That's about 800 miles away. And this is a 1 kilowatter.
Lincoln with 27. Falls City with 33. Beatrice, 32. You're listening to AM 1020, The Source.
This is Mark Grimm with Second Thoughts. Colleen McCullough was about to start nurse's training when the novel she'd written hit it big. Her book, The Thornbirds. It became a bestseller, and Colleen immediately abandoned plans to become a nurse. As she put it to a reporter, can you imagine a millionaire author carrying a bedpan?
Well, we haven't had a chance to bring you KVOO's new call letters and format, so here they are. This is Tulsa on Day Pattern. And you can also hear Spanish music under their promo. The NRC radio log says there's only one Spanish station on 1170, and that's WCLN in Clinton, North Carolina. Is that a stretch? I'd say it was stretching it if we hadn't just copied Boston and New York. What do you think?
Drama.
I've done this.
Romance.
I need to believe that something extraordinary is
murder. Betrayal. Lies.
You characterize this as a first strike weapon.
Political corruption.
Mrs. Alexander passed sensitive materials to you.
Cover up.
Politics.
Infidelities. Bankruptcies. Missing bodies. Escaped convicts. The Oscars come once a year.
We give you this stuff every single day. The new Talk Radio 1170, KFAQ.
Delta Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ does traffic and Weather Channel weather together. 5:39, here's Donna Fox.
We are working a non-injury 14th in Utica. Fluid spill right there at the intersection.
And finally, later in the day, here is 1140. You'll hear KSOO Sioux Falls coming up, and beneath it, you'll hear Burlington, Colorado signing off. You'll also hear KSOO clear up a bit when the Burlington carrier is switched off.
Now coming up on summer 2003, guess who will be making memories? The next generation of our dogs.
Call Music to Go and Call DJs. Toll free at 1-877-Music.
Now to go to broadcast
and 16 minutes before 6 o'clock.
This is Viewpoint University. Hello, Dave.
Hi, so I just wanted to comment on the cigarette and alcohol tax.
Join us again tomorrow.
I just, you know, to me, it's easy to do because the smokers are, you know, in number-wise, as far as smokers.
What would the Dave solution be?
Oh, I think there's plenty of things in the state government that could be cut. I mean, I don't know any specifics offhand. I mean, the economy's slow. I mean, and when we, instead of the cost of living, just add on another, you know, what'd we do, 5%?
All right. Dave, I appreciate the call and the input. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
1140-KSOO. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, it's Rick. I'm 85 years old, and I smoke. I was hospitalized twice, once in Korea. I wasn't due to smoking. You understand that.
And so now to the great big beverage test to see whether the antenna can be purposely made to favor one direction over the other. We chose 720 as a good candidate. WGN in Chicago, 50 kilowatt non-directional. KDWN Las Vegas is on its day pattern, also 50 kilowatts non-directional. Now, relatively speaking, Las Vegas is right on top of us. Airline distance from KDWN is about 340 miles, while Chicago is about four times as far. So what should we expect? Well, if the beverage is truly directional toward Chicago, it should favor WGN, even though KDWN is so much closer. So we terminate the east end of the wire. KDWN should flow into the east end termination and be dissipated, while WGN should flow from the front to the back to the radio.
Time for, what are we going to do now? The WGN Weather Channel forecast. Sponsored here by Heart Check America. I know Dave Liu wants to come on that trip, too.
How about I provide the San Juan, Puerto Rico? How about 85 degrees tomorrow?
Is that what it's going to be there?
Yeah, nice little winter getaway, huh?
Man, could we use that now?
And that's what it's doing. Okay, now, if we're right about this animal, when we disconnect the termination, it should pick up in both directions, and we should hear both stations, shouldn't we? But because KDWN is so much closer, it should swamp WGN, shouldn't it? Let's find out. Here's 720 again. And about 10 seconds into this cut, I'm going to lift the termination, then replace it, then lift it, then replace it, every 10 seconds.
See what makes liberty a better way to bank. Stop by or call 773-384-4000. Bank better.
You can eat buffet meals every night of your stay. You heard it right. Tonight at the Stardust, you can check into a deluxe room for $39 and receive two
breath vaccines for housing weather day.
The WGN Weather Channel forecast now, and here's meteorologist Dave Liu.
All right, ready or not, here it comes. More Arctic air.
Las Vegas himself, Wayne Newton. Take advantage of the best vacation value anywhere. A deluxe room for $39 and two.
We're going to see our coldest day and nighttime temperatures so far this winter. This evening and tonight, mostly cloudy, low 0 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies to start. Will become.
Vacation continues on KDWN AM 720 Talk Radio with Michael Reagan Radio Talk Program.
Way cool. QED, as the scholars would exclaim, and the antenna is working as predicted. And that's our beverage band scan for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We gathered a lot more audio during our January 2003 Science De-Expedition, and in coming broadcasts, we'll share what happens on some other frequencies when we change terminations on what is proving to be a really agile receive antenna. This is Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll be back again next month. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Wally Warbro at WFAA-TV in Dallas, Texas. And along with John Kellerman and Bill Hale, we're hosting NRC 2003 in Big D, this year's National Radio Club Convention. We've got all the details you need to know about the convention, so let's get started. Convention dates will be Friday, August the 29th through Sunday, August the 31st. Convention registration and hotel reservations are now being accepted. Here's how to join the fun. This year's registration is $45 for each NRC member or $70 for member and spouse. Registration includes the annual NRC banquet to be held on Saturday, August the 30th. As usual, we'll have plenty of snacks and refreshments throughout the gathering, and there could be some other surprises too. You can register two ways. By mail, send your registration to Bill Hale, 6124 Roaring Springs Drive, North Richland Hills, Texas, 76180-5552. Again, that's Bill Hale, H-A-L-E, at 6124 Roaring Springs Drive. Three words, R-O-A-R-I-N-G. SPRINGSDRIVE. Bill lives in North Richland Hills, Texas. That's three words also, four words really. NORTHRICHLAND HILLS, Texas, TX or TEXAS. His zip is 76180. 5552. You can make your check or money order payable to the National Radio Club, and please note it's for the convention. And include your name, address, phone number, and if you have one, an email address with your check. And if you need special accommodations of any kind, please note that as well. Once again, you can register for the convention at the NRC website. That's nrcdxas.org. You can use your credit card through our PayPal account. Click on Convention, and you'll find all the instructions there. In either case, the deadline is Friday, August 15, 2003. Our host hotel is the Holiday Inn Select DFW Airport South, located at 4440 Airport Freeway in Irving, Texas. Now, it's just minutes from the south entrance to DFW Airport. The hotel has complimentary shuttle service from and to the airport. Room rates are $69 per night, single or double occupancy only. To get the special NRC rate of $69, you must call the hotel directly. They have a toll-free number from anywhere in the United States and Canada, and that is 1-800-360-2242. Again, that's 1-800-360-2242. Make sure you tell them you're attending the National Radio Club Convention. And if you require special assistance or services, please let the hotel know. They are fully ADA compliant. And once again, the hotel reservations are due on Friday, August the 15th. Hotel will have rooms available at the NRC rate beginning Thursday, August the 28th through Labor Day, Monday, September 1st. The hotel was recently updated and offers numerous amenities, including indoor and outdoor pools, restaurants, lots of space to unwind. They even have an indoor putting green. Now, within easy distance of the hotel, and I do mean easy, is everything from a Walmart and McDonald's and Bennigan's and Jack in a Box to a very major shopping mall. American, Delta, United, and Continental all fly into DFW Airport, but Southwest Airlines does not. If you choose to come to the convention on Southwest, you will need to make transportation arrangements from Dallas Love Field to the hotel. Also, all of the major car rental companies are located at DFW Airport. I can vouch for this. Texas in August is hot outdoors and very well air-conditioned indoors, so keep that in mind. And having a tube of sunscreen isn't a bad idea either. If you need answers to your questions, please give me a call. Wally Warro, that's W-A-W-R-O, and I'm at WFAA-TV in Dallas. My direct number is 214-977-6260. 214-977-6260. My email is warro@wfaa.com. Get ready, warro@wfaa.com. I apologize for all the W's. Also, you can reach me at 214-354-4958 or email me at nrc2003bigd@hotmail.com. And that again is nrc2003bigd@hotmail.com. A 70th anniversary is a monumental occasion. Even Paul Harvey is celebrating his 70th anniversary in broadcasting this year. We still have members that joined in the 1930s. We have members that have just joined last week, I'm certain. So let's make this the best turnout ever for an NRC gathering. After 70 years, we do have something to celebrate. Look forward to meeting you, putting faces and names and email addresses together. Hopefully sharing some great Texas hospitality. We look forward to visiting with you and seeing you at this year's NRC convention, NRC 2003 in Big D, August the 29th through August 31st. Thanks.
Is CAMD an alternative to IBAC, or is it IBAC? Con Communications Incorporated announced that it has developed a new technology that will restore AM broadcasting to 15 kHz stereo fidelity by using a digital process. The system, compatible AM Digital, or CAMD, unlike the pending proposal now before the Federal Communications Commission, will not increase adjacent or co-channel interference. Therefore, the system will be able to operate during the nighttime as well as during the daylight hours. Furthermore, the system is fully compatible with over 500 million radios presently used by the American public every day of the year. Actually, listeners to such existing radios will hear a noticeably improved sound. The new system provides 15 kHz stereo fidelity when received by special new receivers by use of a frequency compensation and digital transmission and digital reception techniques. One of the main advantages of the CAMD system is that it can provide improved fading performance over vast distances at night. Accordingly, special emphasis was placed upon convincing Midwestern stations to act as test stations. Con Communications is now negotiating with stations in other regions of the country to test the system in urban areas where re-radiation from large buildings is a problem. As of this date, the first stations that have contracted to purchase and install the CAMD system are located in the states of Indiana, Michigan, Nebraska, Tennessee, Utah, and Wisconsin. The committed stations range from a 500-watt daytimer to major 50-kilowatt stations with highly directional antennas. Con Communications Incorporated has assured each test station that CAMD will perform properly with the station's new or old transmitter and their existing antenna without any modifications. These test stations will provide spectrum measurements as well as practical demonstrations that CAMD does not increase interference even with the first adjacent channel stations, proving it's compatible with present frequency assignments. The tests will also be performed during the day and night to prove that the system does not degrade station coverage. Indeed, it increases it. And finally, these initial tests will prove compatibility with radios in the hands of the American public. Actually, listeners will not in any way hear degraded sound, but will enjoy some of the full frequency response that broadcasters presently provide their listeners.
Special new digitally enhanced radios will be made available in pre-production sample quantities to demonstrate to broadcasters and the Federal Communications Commission that CAMD provides 15 kilohertz fidelity day and night for much of the station's normal coverage, and also CAMD provides slow speed data over the full coverage of the test station. The system is based upon a number of Leonard Kahn patents as well as a brand new invention. A spokesman for Kahn Communications Incorporated stated that its president, Leonard Kahn, acted individually in filing a petition for rulemaking on January 24, 2003, requesting to the Federal Communications Commission to appoint a blue ribbon panel of former FCC commissioners, etc., to propose revised procedures for evaluating all new technology so as to avoid possible future control of industry FCC advisory committees by firms proposing billion-dollar rulemaking petitions. The rulemaking has also requested a stay of the present FCC order on digital audio broadcasting. This rulemaking will not be withdrawn, Kahn stated, but was recently amended to, requested by the commission to evaluate and compare the CAMD system with present proposed hybrid AM digital audio broadcasting system to determine which system will best serve the American public. So if you happen to be dialing around, see if you can figure out what stations are using the new CAMD system. Meanwhile, we'll try to get on the phone and talk to Leonard and find out a little bit more about CAMD. Now let's turn over to the FM side of the band in this story titled Spectrum Sharing, Satellite-Fed Translators in the Commercial FM Band. The Federal Communications Commission has assigned rulemaking number 10609 to a proposal by Calvary Chapel of Twin Falls, Idaho, and two smaller broadcasters. This is for the authority to operate satellite-fed translators, or satellators, in the non-reserved FM band of 92 to 108 megahertz. 92 to 108 megahertz is the band that is currently used by commercial broadcasters, over-the-air fed translators, and most low-power FM stations. Currently, what are called satellators are restricted to the 88 to 92 megahertz band, and the translator must be owned by the primary station. But Calvary Chapel of Twin Falls and the other petitioners want the Federal Communications Commission to allow satellite-fed translators in the non-reserved FM band of 92 to 108 megahertz. The petitioners claim this proposal will have little impact on existing stations in the spectrum. This is because there is currently a freeze on new terrestrial translators in that band. The Federal Communications Commission has not indicated when it might act on the Calvary Chapel of Twin Falls, Idaho rule change request. The only major objection has come from National Public Radio. NPR generally supports the Twin Falls petition, but proposes that coverage distance limitations be set for satellite operations. More is available at the FCC's website at fcc.gov.
NRC Convention!
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
WNRC.
Well, if you flip over your tape to side two, we'll have more of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for May 2003. We got Phil Wayne and, of course, you, the musings to the members. That's all coming up on side two. We'll see you there.